You are now tuned into Minimal Podcast, trading materials for peace of mind, hosted by me, Joseph Cooper. This podcast is brought to you by minimalbranded.com. That is my website that sells hoodies all about the minimalist lifestyle. So head on over to minimalbranded.com and get you one. This episode is episode number 4. I am calling this one the Trash Day episode. I am going to talk about the best and most efficient way of cleaning, which is throwing things away. We are also going to talk about another tip on cleaning, which is condensing. So thank you very much for tuning in, and let's get this started. I think the best idea when it comes to cleaning is really just throwing away, gathering garbage, things that no longer serve our purpose, things that are no longer useful, things that have no value, really just waste. Getting that and throwing it out into a garbage can is so liberating. And it's also the most efficient way of cleaning. The reason why I say it's the most efficient way is because if we're not throwing stuff out, if we're not throwing things away, all we are really doing is trying to clean with the same amount of things that we have in our home, but we're trying to figure out where to put these things. So we're trying to say, do I stuff these things away? Do I, try to organize these things? But really the best way is just to get rid of things. And I'll give you an example. One of the places that I wanted to clean for a very long time was my closet, my master closet. So, which is where I'm recording at right now, because it's much easier to record in here now than it was a few months ago. But a few months ago, it was very daunting task. It was very dirty in here, and the reason why is because there was so much stuff in the closet. And then once I really buckled down one day and started, I brought a garbage bag in to see like what's going to be the best way to clean up in here. And once I saw, there was hangers, just hangers everywhere. Hangers just literally all over the floor of the closet. And I'm like, my goodness, it's like all it is just a bunch of hangers. And once I started getting all the hangers and putting them in a garbage bag, of course, the floor opens up. It starts to look cleaner. And then we start getting to see what's really all over the closet. And so the thing about hangers, and I have a really dislike for hangers. And one of the reasons why is because when it comes to hangers, I think that a lot of stores trick us into taking their hangers. So when you go to a store, they ask, oh, do you want to keep the hangers? And the thing that pops into my head is, why would a store ask you that? The only reason a store asks their customers if they want to keep the hangers is because they no longer want the hangers. They have no need for the hangers. Their clothes probably come in off of trucks already on hangers. So they're trying to pass the buck on to their customers and trying to make the customers take these hangers, which are essentially trash, because stores don't give away anything for free. Nothing. If they're giving away something for free, it's probably garbage. So when a store says, would you like to take these hangers? They're really trying to say, do you want to take this trash? Because you're really doing them, a favor, and you're doing yourself a disservice. So, we take these hangers and we don't think much of it. Because usually when we take the clothes home, usually we're going to take it off the hangers and we're going to wash it. Now, what happens to that hanger? That hanger gets put somewhere. It maybe gets put in a pile. It gets put into a closet, and it accumulates over time. Over years, you're just going to see a bunch of hangers and hangers and hangers all over your home. You step on them, they break easily. What do you expect? They're not going to be a very high quality if they were given to you. So this is my rule of thumb when it comes to hangers. So if you want to know which hangers you should throw away in your home, it's real simple. The hangers that you went to a store and bought and paid for, those are the ones that you should keep. Any hangers that were given to you for free, whether it's from the dry cleaners or whether it's from a clothing store, throw them away. trust me, you are going to be so much happier once you get rid of these disposable hangers, these wire hangers that were given to you for free, quote unquote free, because nothing's really, if it's taking up space in your home, it really wasn't free. Like I said, you're doing yourself a disservice, and you're costing yourself what? You're costing yourself free space, and you're costing yourself having cleanliness around your home. So that's my tips and tricks when it comes to hangers. If you start throwing away your disposable and free hangers that you were given over a period of time, you're going to see stuff clean up really quickly. So that's just one tip. Another tip I have is, and this happened for me in my garage, is that it's overwhelming when you walk into a space and there's tons of cardboard boxes. Sometimes the cardboard boxes are just folded up. Sometimes they're taped up. And then you see plastic storage bins. And then you see plastic totes, which are real popular these days. And when you see these things, you know, in boxes and bins and totes, they're meant to be stackable. They're meant to be, you know, to place one on top of another, another, another. And it can go all the way to the ceiling if you let it. And then if you walk into a garage or a closet or a bedroom, your eyes get drawn to these boxes, these totes and these bins. And it's overwhelming because you're like, oh my goodness, I have so much stuff that I need to clean. So much, I need to place everything in these bins. That has to go somewhere. They have to get organized. It has to get put up. But one thing I've noticed when it comes to, If boxes and bins have been accumulating or sitting somewhere over a period of time, there's a good chance people have been in those, or yourself have been in those boxes to look for things, to grab things. And sometimes if we find what we're looking for in these boxes, we tend to take it out of the box and leave the box there. So this happens for, it can happen over a period of months, it can happen over a period of years. And then, but when you really look at it, and start to really go through these boxes and go through these bins, you realize these boxes are not filled up to the top. Some of these boxes are half full. Sometimes they're only a third full and only a quarter full only. And so when you think about that, that's when you got to go, you got to switch your mind. Like, it's time to condense. You know, I have to start taking everything out of these boxes until they're full. And so even if you don't have the time to clean, quote unquote clean per se, at least take the time to condense. Start putting every, you know, turn two boxes into one. Depending on how full they are not full, turn three boxes into one, turn four boxes into one. And, you know, sometimes these big cardboard boxes, just like I was saying about hangers, you know, these things take up space. So, you know, empty out a cardboard box, break it down, put it in the recycle bin. And just, even if you didn't throw anything out, even if you didn't necessarily clean anything, just breaking down one cardboard box and getting it out of your garage, getting out of your closet, that, just that feeling right there, it's going to feel, it's a sense of accomplishment. You're just like, okay, I'm on the right path here. I'm on the right track. And so, you know, and then once you start breaking down another box, you know, another cardboard box, and you break down a third one, your fourth one, because then you realize a lot of these boxes were not full. So, you know, you start condensing it. And then once you get rid of these boxes, and same things when it comes to totes and, you know, and these plastic storage bins, start taking them out, start taking out the stuff and start putting it in one, or maybe everything fits in two and or fits in three. So I think something that will, you know, once you start getting in there, you start to realize, hey, I'm creating more of a problem just by keeping all these boxes, keeping all these totes, because I have this assumption that there's stuff in all of them and everything's filled up to the top, which is not necessarily the case. So, you know, start breaking down these cardboard boxes, start emptying out these bins and just put them, you know, like I said, condense. That's all you have to do. Just condense. If you can just condense your boxes and your totes over a weekend, you're going to feel so much better. Then it's going to be even much easier to clean, because maybe you want to say, you know what, I'm going to take a box, I'm going to take a tote and just place it in front of me and I'm going to go through it. And like I said, remember that mind frame, you know, I was telling you about earlier, is that instead of thinking I have to put everywhere. Everything has to go somewhere in this box. Everything has to be placed somewhere. Don't think about that. Think about, just focus on what can be thrown away. What can be placed in the garbage can? If, you know, start with that mindset first. Start looking at everything and just say, okay, this can be thrown away. This can be thrown away. This can be thrown away. And once you go through that phase, so if phase one is condensing and then phase two is going through everything that has been condensed and looking and say, okay, what is garbage? And then you can get to that phase three. Okay, what am I keeping? What am I retaining? And where can I place, you know, where can I place and organize these items? So like I said, there's a lot of steps when it comes to minimalism, but like I said, it's always about achieving the same exact thing. It's always about achieving that peace of mind. It's about achieving that cleanliness. It's about achieving that organization. It's about decreasing your anxiety, decreasing your stress levels. Just feeling better about yourself and feeling so much better about your living space, your living situation, your living area, you know, whether it's a home, whether it's an apartment, or maybe it's just a bedroom, whatever, you're going to feel so much better when it's clean. And that's where a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety comes from. My living area isn't clean at the moment. If you reduce or just totally eliminate that stress factor, that anxiety of, you know, once your home becomes clean and once everything becomes clean, you're going to feel so much better about yourself. You lose that stress, that anxiety, and then you can really focus on the things that are really important. Cause I don't want you to focus on cleaning. I don't want you to be stressed about, you know, how does my house look? How does my apartment look? How does my bedroom look? I don't want you to focus on those things. I don't want you to have that type of stress and anxiety in your life. I want you to focus on the things that matter. Whether, you know, your family, I want you to focus on your family. I want you to focus on your career. If you're a student, I want you to focus on your academics and your school. Those are the things that are really important. It's not about, you know, who has the most stuff, who has the best stuff, how much stuff do I have, what is the stuff that my neighbor has, what about the stuff that my friends have, you know, my peers, my siblings, whoever it may be, because none of that stuff is important. The things that are going to be important is it's all internalized. It's that peace of mind that we're all striving for. It's this minimalist lifestyle that I'm constantly preaching about. It's that those are the things that's going to be the byproduct. Once that foundation, once your foundation of, you know, I talked about living space and I forgot to mention, your car is a space, you know, your transportation, you know, just having it clean is, you know, it just, you know, it is checks another thing off your list, you know, things you don't have to worry about, you know, get a list of the things that, you know, that need cleaning, the things that need organization. And I want you to check that off. I want you to check off your car. I want you to check off your home. And I want you to focus on the things that truly matter, the things that really matter. So, you know, this is where this minimalist mantra, if you will, is, you know, it's very important to me. I hope it's important to you. I hope these videos are providing some, you know, some tips and some tricks and, just encouragement, just some positivity, something that make you feel better about yourself, because the things that are important in our lifetime, it's never going to be material possessions. I've said that in all the videos. It's not going to be anything materialized. It's nothing you can buy at a store. It's nothing you can order online and have it delivered to your home. Those will never be the things that are important. The things that are going to be important, it's going to be people, you know, it's going to be your faith, it's going to be your family, it's going to be your friends. You know, those are the three F's. I like to say those are the things that are really going to be important. And I'd rather have you focus on those things than anything material, anything materialistic, any type of object. So, you know, I'll leave it there. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the video, like, if you like the channel, subscribe. But thank you. God bless and good night. Thank you for lending your ears. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please subscribe and tell your friends about this podcast. You can also show your support by purchasing a hoodie at minimalbranded.com. That is my clothing website, so please feel free to make a purchase. Remember, new episodes will be uploaded weekly. Thank you again.